On Friday, March 8, 2013, the Harvard College Palestine Solidarity Committee concluded a week-long string of events in conjunction with Israeli Apartheid Week. This event, entitled What Lies Ahead for Palestine? Lessons from Apartheid South Africa, featured notable author and social critic Noam Chomsky. He was introduced, and the event was moderated by Dr. Hike Shutton, Professor of Political Science at UMass Boston. Here is Dr. Shutton.
I'm very excited to be here tonight. I'm very excited to be taking part in one of the many events being held this year at Harvard University's first ever Israeli Apartheid Week. Following on the resounding success of the One State Conference, entitled Israel-Palestine and the One State Solution, held at the Kennedy School only a year ago this very weekend, Harvard students continue to do amazing and important activist work, both on their campus and in the greater Boston area. We in the Palestine Solidarity community are grateful for their time, energy, and talent, and are lucky to have their involvement in this struggle. Now in its ninth year, Israeli Apartheid Week, originally begun by students at the University of Toronto in 2005, is an annual international series of events held in cities and campuses across the globe to educate people about the nature of Israel as an apartheid system and to build boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaigns and the global BDS movement. Students from campuses around Boston are participating throughout the entire month of March, not only at Harvard, but also at Tufts, BU, Simmons, Northeastern, MIT, and at my own campus, the University of Massachusetts, Boston. Even as we consider tonight, as the title of the event suggests, what lies ahead for the Palestinians, I also want to acknowledge now that here, for us in the US, what lies ahead for the Palestinian liberation movement here appears to be an increasingly engaged, exciting, and vital student activist leadership. I myself tend to think that anytime students get involved, especially in leadership positions, the project will be unbeatable. Nothing would be better, in my view, for our movement if that proves to be true in this case as well. We are here tonight not only to celebrate the accomplishments of the student Palestine movement in general, or Harvard students' outstanding Palestine solidarity work in particular. We are also here to listen to and learn from one of the left's most influential thinkers and idea makers on the subject of what lies ahead for the Palestinians. It is therefore my great honor, with my understanding of what I was doing here tonight, my great honor and privilege to introduce you to a thinker and activist who surely in this room needs no introduction. Professor Noam Chomsky is one of the most famous living intellectuals and political commentators in the world. He is among the most cited scholars. He has written more than 100 books. His work in linguistics is pathbreaking and field creating. He is considered an authority by scholars in fields as diverse as mathematics, linguistics, philosophy, psychology, politics, media and communications, and cultural studies. Therefore, in lieu of the more standard recitation of Professor Chomsky's multiple accomplishments, awards, and accolades, a list that would take more time to enumerate than is proper for a brief introduction and would probably bore Professor Chomsky himself, I propose instead to offer a few anecdotes, which, while they do not involve him directly, he nevertheless plays a crucial role in them in similar ways in forging the terms of a discourse. So the first anecdote is about me. I came late to leftist politics, and I encountered the name of Noam Chomsky for the first time only because my fancy rich private liberal arts school where I went to college invited Steven Pinker to speak when I was a student there. Pinker had recently published his book, The Language Instinct, and he gave, in characteristically regal Pinker fashion, his curly locks flowing, a dazzling, entertaining, and well-polished talk about ideas and theories I had never before encountered or even thought about and summarily knocked my socks off. Sufficiently captivated, I went right out and bought a copy of The Language Instinct and read it cover to cover, hoping in part that in doing so I might also please my father, also a political science professor, and a formidable intellectual presence in my young life. When I went home for winter break, I told my father all about Pinker's theory of language, a theory which I had heard was indebted to Chomsky's famous linguistic theories. Clearly, I didn't even understand Pinker, much less Chomsky, okay, but that's not, all right. So my father's response to this flood of misinformation about linguistics was a curt, "Chomsky, I can't stand that guy." startled. I wondered how it was possible that a linguist could merit such hostility. And my... my father proceeded to subsequently critique Chomsky's political writings, none of which I had heard of, the content of which did not yet have any resonance for me at all. I was merely crestfallen that I had once again failed to impress my brainiac father, and so I resignedly put Chomsky and Pinker back on the shelf. Okay, fast forward to 2006. I felt obligated to bring up Chavez because he died this week, and it's on all of our minds, I assume. This event, you know, whatever, you know what's coming, right? In 2006, the recently departed Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez is still alive, and he's addressing the United Nations, speaking about then-U.S. President George W. Bush, who had addressed the U.N. the previous day. Chavez declares the room still smells of sulfur, right? Because the devilish Bush had been speaking there just the day before. This is what made headlines in the U.S., of course. Before this famous bit of name-calling, however, Chavez very respectfully recommended that everyone in the room read a book by someone he called one of, quote, the world's most prestigious intellectuals, Noam Chomsky. The book was Hegemony or Survival, America's Quest for Global Dominance. He called it, quote, an excellent book to help us understand everything that's happening throughout the 20th century, and, quote, the greatest threat looming over our planet, the United States. He called on the people of the U.S. and around the world to stop this threat, which he said is like a sword hanging over our heads. Now, in my first story, Chomsky embodied all that which was to be avoided in the political theoretical world. In the second, he and his work represented the secret key to unlocking the mystery of international relations and the educative vehicle by which people might come to understand that mystery. Now, as I have learned in my own study of political theory, these seemingly oppositional perspectives are all too often flip sides of the same coin. If nothing else, Chomsky continually teaches us to be skeptical regarding power's claims about itself, savvy as to its strategies and tactics, and unrelenting in our criticisms of its business as usual. And while my father and Hugo Chavez may represent two vastly separate poles on a left-right political scale, both of them nevertheless agree on one thing. Chomsky is not a voice that can be ignored. His ideas cannot be disregarded. His intellectual authority is indisputable and widespread. As with all prominent left intellectuals, Professor Chomsky has been the target of immense criticism, as often from the left as outside it. Specifically with regard to Palestine, for example, on the questions of the apartheid analogy, the BDS movement, the role of the Zionist lobby in U.S. politics, and the two-state solution, Professor Chomsky's positions have not gone unopposed. But, just like my father and Chavez, Palestine solidarity activists recognize that Chomsky's views have significant intellectual, philosophical, and political credibility, and that they cannot be ignored. Professor Chomsky was among the first public voices of anarchist and leftist dissent in the United States, and he has continued unwaveringly since the days of his public resistance to the Vietnam War to think, read, write, criticize, and agitate. His vast encyclopedic knowledge of politics and history, coupled with his unflagging commitment to justice, are an example for all of us who struggle to make this world a better place. We are very lucky to have him here with us in Boston, for he is always so generous with his time in making himself available to share his thinking with us. Indeed, we are especially lucky to have him here with us tonight during Israeli Apartheid Week to discuss with us what lies ahead for the Palestinian people. So please help me welcome Professor Noam Chomsky.